AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. On a Sunday afternoon on Capitol Hill, the Senate is in session. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says two amendments have been added to a crucial highway bill.
Most important is a proposal that would repeal Obamacare and allow our country to start over fresh.
The other amendment calls for reviving the Federal Export-Import Bank. Minority Leader Harry Reid says he is tired of attempts to scrap the health care law.
They're insisting on yet another partisan attempt to strip health insurance coverage for more than 19 million Americans. Coverage that a recent Commonwealth Fund survey found that more than 80% of Americans are satisfied with.
Mitch McConnell also said there's no special deal to allow a vote on the Federal Export-Import Bank. That's contrary to claims made 2 days ago by Texas Republican Ted Cruz, who said McConnell had lied. McConnell did not mention Cruz by name. Police in Atlanta say a man was wounded when a gunman opened fire aboard a commuter train.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the victim in this incident for his speedy recovery. He is a 51-year-old male, and we understand he's in stable condition.
Atlanta Transit spokesman Lyle Harris says the shooting happened last night. No arrests have been made in Atlanta. Iraqi officials say Iraqi forces have retaken Anbar University from the Islamic State Group. It's about 3 miles from the capital of Anbar province, Ramadi, which is still under the control of the Islamic State Group. Gas prices dropped a penny over the past couple of weeks to a nationwide average of $2.82 a gallon. Ant-Man wins the box office battle over Pixels this weekend.
Are we the good guys?
Yeah.
We're the good guys, right?
Yeah, we're the good guys.
For the record, for the second weekend in a row, Ant-Man is number one at the box office, edging out Adam Sandler's new movie, Pixels. This is AP Radio News. Britain's deputy speaker of the House of Lords has resigned. Photos were published, and there is a video allegedly showing him with prostitutes and using cocaine.
The Sun on Sunday newspaper published photographs of Lord John Sewell naked and appearing to snort cocaine, along with snippets of his conversations with women said to be prostitutes. Lord Speaker Baroness de Sosa called Sewell's alleged behavior shocking and unacceptable and said she wanted police to investigate on an urgent basis. Sewell has stepped down from his special position in Britain's upper house but remains a member of the House of Lords. As Deputy Speaker, one of his roles was enforcing standards in the House of Lords. Marta Migdałek, London.
Britain's Chris Froome has won his second Tour de France in 3 years. He leisurely biked his way into a rainy Paris today to wrap up a spectacular 3-week race. Froome fought off a late charge by Colombian Nairo Quintana. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.